Now, county, it took you some time to get into the county team. Last year, Alan Morley was on one wing anyway, wasn't he?
Peter Knight on the other.
Peter Knight and Alan Morley, that's right, yes. I think I played about 25 times.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit, surprisingly, I'd had quite a good couple of seasons, and I didn't get into the county team for a little while, but then continued to play. Alan Morley, yes, good friend, and I played against him a number of times for Bristol, Bristol Gloucester games, and he was one of those players. I think there were a couple of players in my career that I really found quite difficult to play against, and Alan was one of those. He wasn't a big winger, he wasn't tremendously quick by any means, but he had a real low sense of gravity and really difficult to tackle and take down, and you never really knew where he was going to go, whether he was inside, outside, and he was one of those players that I always had difficulty playing against. And yes, you're right, Ian Peter Knight.
I always thought he'd have made a good centre, actually, Alan Morley.
He was really built for that, yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't have the blinding speed of a winger, but he did play for England. And he did score a lot of tries, but he was a really difficult player to.
He always seemed to be always turned it on against Gloucester. It always seemed to have special performances.
Yes,
unfortunately,
didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely, unfortunately.
Yes, I mean, you'd already scored. I've got here. I've written there. Already scored over 100 tries and played over 200 games before you made your county championship debut.
Yeah,
and that's a pretty spectacular record to have. And not to have got into the county side, but then that first season you went all the way through, didn't you? The county won the championship.
We did, yes. I think I played in four finals. I think we won two and lost two.
The winning final 74 and 76, and the losing final 78 and 80.
Who was that? We beat Lancashire, I think, and Middlesex. I think we've been Lancashire and Middlesex, and then I think we lost to Lancashire and lost to North Midlands.
Peter Butler scored all the points.
I think that's right. Yeah, down in played in Richmond.
At
London Scottish's game ground.
Yeah.
I think yes, you're right. He did. He scored all the points.
Yeah.
I think we played up at Blundell Sands against Lancashire and won, and then in the Vale of Lune, we returned a couple of years later and lost to Lancashire up there. And we lost to North Midlands, I think, in Moseley.
Yes, that was a surprise, wasn't it?
And that was a surprise.
Nobody saw that coming.
I think we were odds-on favourites to win that. And I do remember one horrible moment in that game when I think Chris Williams, Gloucester, was playing outside half. And he made a break. And to all intents and purposes, I thought he was going to run the length of the field and score himself. And I was running alongside him just for support, really. And then all of a sudden, he passed to me. I guess he thought he must have been going to be caught. And he passed to me. And I wasn't expecting it. I dropped it. And it was a clear and open scoring chance. And, that was difficult to take, that one.
Yeah.
As it must have been Staffordshire, not that you were involved, but only a few seasons before, there was that... Gloucestershire final against Staffordshire, wasn't there? And Burton on Trent of all places.
Really, I'm going to say I don't remember that at all. But
I was there.
You were there.
I was there.
Gloucestershire, like Gloucester, could at times be brilliant and other times, woeful. And
yes, yeah.
But they were always great games. I always enjoyed it. And I enjoyed meeting up and playing with the Bristol. Mainly Bristol players and all the rest of it, and the odd Lydney player throw.
This is what I was going to say. Did you get the same sort of team spirit?
You did, absolutely.
You did, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It was like you played with them all the time, they accepted us, we accepted them.
Even though you're not bits out of each other.
Even though you're not bits out of them and you hated them and all the rest of it. I mean, Rollitt and players like that, he used to get the bird from everybody in Gloucester when he came out of the pitch. And
they used to strut up and down and encourage
everybody to hurl abuse at him and all the rest of it. But no, it was surprising. It was a seamless transition from club to playing with the Bristol players and the county team.
The following was huge, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah.
County days were special.
Well, they were, and
the
60s, really,
and 70s.
In terms of things, they were the only step up to the next progression, which was England, because that was the way it went. You know, you played first class rugby, you played county rugby, and after that, it was purely trial time for England and England players.
I know it never happened, but do you think you deserve? Well, I would say you deserve to have at least an England trial. Of course, it never happened.
I did play in one trial.
You did?
I did.
Oh, that's interesting.
I played in the possibles against probables.
What year was that?
I don't remember the year, but I played in the possibles against probables.
Oh, wow.
For me personally, it wasn't a great day. I can remember it being wet and windy. The team that I was playing for were dominated by the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can remember just having one pass out the wing with about 10 players in front of me, and after about a yard I think I was bundled into touch. I think that was about the extent of my ball in hand in that game. Mm-hmm. Very disappointing.
Now those sorts of games must be very difficult when you're just all thrown together.
There's
no style to, there's no coaching to the play or anything, I presume.
You tried to do your best for your own self, really, and they were typical trials. People were trying to impress and all the rest of it, and I say for me it was just a bad day at the office. I got the ball once in my hand, I had nowhere to go, got tackled very shortly after it into touch. And I think the only other thing I did was I made a covering tackle, stopped a try being scored in the other corner, and got hurt in the process doing it. So it was a day really to remember.
Mm.
And I didn't ever get an opportunity again after that.
Mm. Yeah. When the regional competition was on, you played a couple of times for the South West.
Mm-hmm.
You got a try against the South and also played against London, I noticed, in 1977.
Mm-hmm.
Any memories of those games in particular?
No, not really, and I'm sorry to say I haven't. I have, however, a photograph, a team photograph, South and South West against New Zealand, taken at Bristol. So I obviously played in that game. I was on the team sheet and all the rest of it, but again, I said to my wife the other day, I don't remember playing in that game, which is rather strange if you think, well, it's New Zealand, and you would have remembered that, but I didn't.
Yeah.
But I was quite clearly there because I was in the team photograph.
That's another one that's passed me by. This is bad.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be interested if you actually find out anything about it, because I can't remember it at all, but there I am in the photograph.
Yeah. Could you have been a reserve?
Yeah, were you a reserve?
I don't know.
Mm.
I'm in my playing kit in the team photograph.
Yeah.
See, I've got a list of all the South West region matches. I've taken the teams from the Times, and you don't appear in any South and South West or South West against New Zealand.
Mm.
So it could be bench. It's possible, isn't it?
Possibly, yes, absolutely.
Mm.
If in that time they had replacements and all the rest of it, you know.
They did by then.
For that level
of match.
Well, that probably clears it up then, if that's
the case.
I said to my wife, I can't remember playing in this game. So it could be that I was on the bench, yeah.
Mm.
One small thing, which always struck us as very curious. You know the honours boards that are in the Lions' Den?
Mm.
The one for your year is missing. Do you know what happened to it?
Not at all, no.
No.
All the plaques and all the players'
that's
names,
right.
And
the shields,
all the rest of
the
that. That is missing, is it?
The one for your year
mm-hmm.
is missing.
Is it really? Right.
Yeah. I wondered if you knew what it
was. No, I don't.
Anyway.
I have no knowledge of that at all.
We are producing a new one.
Okay.
Yeah, for that year.
I shall have to go. Well, I'll have a look around.
You must
go and
have a look.
I must go and have
a
look and see the missing.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I've no idea why.
Yeah.
I think maybe they just got lost in transition when they moved around. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I think the style changes that year.
Is it?
Yeah. So yeah. Maybe they went to a new manufacturer.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And no, right. Okay. And you, and they're making
probably,
a new one, are they?
I thought you probably had it in your lounge.
Had it in my lounge. No. No, I can assure you I haven't.
We're the project's going to finance a new one.
Oh, excellent, thanks. Great.
I thought you might have noticed.
I haven't noticed, no. I'll go through it and when I go into the bar next and have a look.